Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the men's room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Got a double turkey toast with a shout of the day. The word gets into the positive slang of things. And our question, what did you do just because you could? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, so about 3-4 years ago, Nintendo, you've heard of them, right?
Yeah.
A small company from Washington.
Mm-hmm. Owns the Mariners.
They came out with a miniature version of their original Nintendo system. And they were notoriously hard to get, but I managed to score about 14 of them.
14? How many did they make total?
Well, as far as the stock went, I think over the U.S., they released 150,000, which sounds like a lot, but...
Not with all the gamers, right. All right, so you end up with 14, and then is the idea to sell 13 of them?
Yeah, for the most part, 13 went out as gifts, and one of them went on Craigslist for $250. But to get them, I had to wake up at like 2 a.m., check if there's any stock in the nearby stores, and then essentially wait there all night in almost zero temperatures.
Were you the only person?
I'd rush in.
Were you the only person waiting in line?
As soon as word got out, like the street price of these things, like I think the last day they were released, there was 200 people waiting in line, and I was like the first one at the door.
How much were they going for retail?
Retail, they're only selling for $60 a piece.
Oh, that's pretty affordable. Mm-hmm. All right, well, if you sell it at $250, then yeah, that's a nice markup.
And why did you give them away as gifts? Were you just trying to be nice? Do people know the value of what they were getting?
Well, see, my group of friends, we all grew up with it as, like, our first system, so we were all big fans, but nobody could get a hold of them. So it was, like, me holding it over their heads, like, haha, look what I got, and now, you know, here it is for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. We grew up, our first system was Pong.
It was, man.
It was terrible.
You would play, it was not terrible.
It wasn't bad.
You would play, man,
it
look,
wasn't great.
By today's standards, Pong is stupid. I understand that, but you cannot tell me you did not invest hours in front of your TV controlling one of two rectangles.
You don't even know
to knock a square back
and how crappy all that stuff looked. I was at a market on Sunday and they had an old Intellivision.
That was my joint.
You forget just how ridiculously old you are until you look at one of these games and you're like, oh man, I mean, this is just absolutely pathetic looking.
Intellivision, yeah, that was Intellivision was cutting edge technology. All right, Atari came out, so you had Pong first and like ColecoVision, mm-hmm. and I think maybe you get up to like three games. Then they put out Atari, and Atari was the very beginning of everything we know to be gaming because it took over everything. And just like people worry about social media now, at that point they started worrying about video games, right?
Yep.
Our kids are spending too much time playing Space Invaders. It's gonna make them stupid. Well, now those kids have grown up and we're all kind of running the world now. Well, Intellivision came out, and man, oh man, Intellivision, unlike Atari, it talked and everything. Granted, it could say maybe a total of five words, but the graphics were so much better.
Oh,
all
yeah.
this stuff, man. And you look at it now, you're like, you've got to be kidding.
And then Atari came out with a 5200, which was really, really a cool thing. But it was just
awesome.
So expensive that no one could afford one.
And then when Nintendo came out, that's when everything changed.
What did you do just because you could? 844-999-OLA. With that said, I would love to have one of those tabletop arcade games that have all of the games in them, but it's more of the tabletop version.
I looked into that, my friend, and I'm like, oh, man, it was something like 99 games, right, in every freaking game
that you want
to play.
And have a ball in there.
It's all in there.
All right, how much?
Over $1,000.
Okay.
That's why I don't have one.
Wow. What did you do just because you could? 844-999-OLA.
That is, although, make no mistake, in my future, that is going to happen. I need that, and I need a skee ball table, which I know, and I looked up that too, right? So I'm like, look, you can find new skee ball from some bar. Still, like, over $1,000.
Aren't they connected? Like, so you can't buy one. You have to buy a couple of
them?
There
are a few that I've seen that are solo. Traditionally, if you get them in the bars or the arcade, it's two ramps next to each other. But
yeah,
they do sell them individually. I'm looking at the individual one. This is over $1,000. Like, I would put a price point. I'm like, look, man, $500. I will blow $500, and I'll buy either one of these things, knowing that I'll use it for a week, and then like a Bowflex, it'll just collect dust, right? And I know that. I know that about myself. But when you're talking like $1,200, I'm like, yeah, I just can't. I can't do it. But,
shuffleboard.
Man, but can you do it by yourself? That's the only thing.
Nope, like, good call.
Ski ball, that's the only thing. Like, pop a shot, ski ball, pinball, the video games, it had to be something you could just do on your own. That was my, to invest the money.
You don't want
to
be
there. It's not for my kids. This is for me. Sure, they can play it. But look, my son has a basketball hoop out front. Guess who it's really for? It's for me. I got it for me on his birthday. You follow what I'm saying? Like, this is for me to shoot hoops.
You don't want to be the kid smacking a tennis ball against the wall.
Right.
What do you do just because you could? 844-999-OLA.
Was that you?
Yeah.
Is hitting a tennis ball back and forth.
Well, I mean, if you're going to practice and you have no one to practice with, that's your best option.
That's what I mean. It's not as much fun. It's like when you're shooting pool to practice shots.
I never did that, but I did the same thing. Well, I'm just making fun of it. I did the same thing. I would just throw a tennis ball against the house and then use it to field grounders.
Right. Ah, the good old days. Hello, Jack. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Barolas.
Hola.
Yeah, so here's the deal. I'm a senior in high school, heading to Hawaii, and, Kilauea is doing its thing, and that's back in the day when you could just walk across the lava flow and go check out the flowing lava, so I did. And when I got there, nature did, and I did, because I could.
And would it just steam up?
Well, of course it just steamed up, yeah, just...
Yeah, I mean, that's, I mean, as far as using the bathroom in a unique place, yeah. I mean, you got to put that high up on the list. I've never seen lava.
The smell of urine.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Urine everywhere.
It's got to smell like pee. I'm sure it just bursts into a club. I would have to do it. I mean,
yeah.
Like, if I had to pee and I'm standing in a lava flow, like, come on, man.
Yeah, and then what if you got down in the volcano, it just became dormant? Like, it just went out.
You extinguished
the
whole thing.
I was up there, and...
So what is it with Kilauea now? So... I guess you can't just walk up to the lava flow, or did it kind of start blowing stuff out again?
I don't know. I really do not know. I know that they've obviously had some lava flows. You've seen the videos from that from the last couple of years.
Right. So I guess before that.
But I've never been to that island. So
I've never been there, but
I don't know a lot about it.
It seems like, you know, you'd watch these shows. They're just showing tourists like walking through lava fields. And like, Robin, it's like you wanting to go down the shark cage. Like on some level, I'm like, that's pretty cool. Then on the other hand, I'm like, that's molten rock, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it so cool that I'm willing to stand there to watch lava flow toward me? And I think it's not.
What did you do just because you could? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Keith. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola.
Hola.
So, what I did was I had a couple of buddies who worked at the Dairy Queen I managed. This was years ago. Hopefully the guy who owns it doesn't know who I am. But, so...
It's
like,
Keith!
Friday nights would come and go. Yeah.
Go ahead.
And we would, of course, all the whippets would disappear Friday nights. But then after we got done cleaning and all that was left was getting the fryer cleaned, we used to go through and, like, play what can we fry. And we used to get different ideas and, like, we'd make sandwiches or we'd take dilly bars or... ice cream creations and try to see what we could actually fry in the deep fryer.
I like that, man. I think if you've got a deep fryer and you've got a full kitchen and you want to try some things out, I mean, as long as you don't absolutely ruin a huge batch of oil, give it a shot. Could you deep fry ice cream?
We failed, except for the one time somebody brought it's a breakfast cereal with Tony the Tiger.
Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes.
And then you kind of battered it?
Yeah, we threw it in that and dropped them in there, and that worked pretty good.
You know what the secret was? I worked at Chi Chi's for years, and they had fried ice cream. So other than the birthday song, the only other thing I learned, when someone ordered the fried ice cream, which was delicious, you had to go into the Sub-Zero freezer to get it.
I was going
to
say, don't you scoop that ball out of a very... It's like when you buy ice cream and you kind of go...
Yeah, they kept that. So the ice cream they used in the frozen ice cream, it was kept at negative 10 degrees. And then you dropped it in the fryer. The center was still really, really cold, but that was
because, you know, Dairy Queen soft serve.
Exactly.
So it's going to be hard.
Yeah, I don't think Dairy Queen has that capability.
We had a deep freezer that you could put cakes in.
Oh, so you're able to put some ice cream in there. See, now you could probably do that with a whole cake.
Sure, man. I mean, if you have it in a deep freeze, batter that bad boy
up. Ice cream cake. What did you do just because you could? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Nate. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
How you doing today, guys?
How you doing today, baby?
I'm doing all right.
Okay.
Got off of work, so I'm free.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. So, going over to a buddy's house for his birthday party. One of the big highlights, I'm about, 11, 12 at this point. One of the highlights of his house is that he's got a swimming pool. One of those 16, 18 foot stand-up inflatable type. And we decide, me and one of my buddies there at the party, decide that we're going to go jump into the pool. We were the only two, however, to decide that because his birthday happens to fall in the middle of November.
Aha. Uh-huh. How cold was it?
It was about 36 outside.
All right.
And there's about half an inch of ice on the pool. And me and a bunch of buddies, we were, we, of course, broke the ice and we were throwing it at each other because, that's what you do.
Was the water clean or was it pretty dirty at that point?
It was clean. They kept the pool clean, but, it frozen over.
Okay.
It's November.
So did you have an idea that you were going to leap out there and break the ice or did you not know if you'd go through it or not?
No, we'd already broken the ice. Like, me and a bunch of buddies, we'd already broken the ice, and we were, picking up the chunks out of the water and throwing them at each other.
Okay.
Now, after having done something like that, would you do, the polar plunge or whatever it is everyone does?
I would not now. I mean, I probably would have back then, for sure.
But now that you know how shocking it is, you wouldn't do it?
I've jumped into pretty cold water before, but they go pretty far with that. I mean, that's pretty cold water.
That's the thing about those Norwegian spas, especially the ones that are outside,
but
man.
I can do the cold tub, but one time, same thing, late November, December, after a UFC fight, maybe a couple beverages, we decided to jump in Lake Sammamish, and we jumped in. And never in my life has everything in my body been like, get out of here before you die.
Right. All of your body agrees.
So it was just an instant feeling.
Yeah, everything in my body was just like, you got to get out of this water. It's too cold. Like, you're going to die.
And then what happened? Did you feel invigorated afterward?
Yeah.
Is that the right word, though?
I'll put it to you this way. I got to the hot tub and stayed there. I did not go back in. Others went for a second jump.
Are you invigorated, or is it just adrenaline fire? Because that's like, I didn't know there was a big dog there, and it jumps at the fence. Like, I don't feel invigorated.
No, I'm invigorated, Steve.
Yes, I mean,
It's not that I feared for my life, but hypothermia. I'm invigorated.
Right. Silicone Drug and Charge, Ryan Castle, being able to sit and spin with 10 songs that you would not name your daughter after. That's coming up right after emails on our question from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Silicone Drug and Charge, Ryan Castle will be in. We will sit and spin with 10 songs you would not name your daughter after. That's coming up after these emails in the men's room at mensroomlive.com. All right, let's just jump in with the birthdays. Oh, man, I've got a few in here for today. And our question, what did you do just because you could? Guys, Amy came home from work one day, and there in the middle of the living room sat two huge boxes. When she asked me what those were, I told her, this is my Christmas present for Mom. She gave us money. I had purchased two 18-inch bottom subwoofers in cabinets that measure 2 feet by 2 feet by 2 feet for my stereo. When she asked why, I simply said, because it's my money. And because I can. Next purchase is coming up soon, a 60-band equalizer for the stereo. That from the Bonnie Lake Cowboy.
Good for you, man. I go to Starbucks to get the big, massive, venti blank Frappuccino. Doesn't matter. As long as it's sweet. Do you want whipped cream? I sure do. If it's unhealthy, I want you to put it on there. But inevitably, I will get on the elevator with normal corporate professional people. And they always look at it. They look They look at me like I'm a little bit childish, but also they're jealous because deep down, they really would like to have a sibling.
Sure,
so someone asked me, they just looked at it, they smiled, and they said, how old are you? I said, I'm old enough to afford it.
Mm-hmm.
It's that easy.
And your metabolism dictates it.
Yeah, and like, no offense, like I have some in my beard, but like you have gray. Like when I think of people drinking those drinks, I just think of like teenagers.
I understand that is a
like,
sentiment.
You
I
don't are think like so. The last person I picture.
I don't think so. I know everybody tells me that. I at least get that look. They'll get the drink. They just don't get the large one. So they'll get like the small or the middle, whatever Starbucks call those. But I always get the big one. Because, like, it's delicious, so I want as much as I can get.
Ola Michalas, I slept with my ex-wife and a woman I was dating within a 12-hour period just because I could. I wanted to see if I could sleep with two women in one day. Ha, ha, ha. Guys, I had a 16-patty burger at Five Guys.
Wow.
Because I wanted to try it. There's no way in heck you can get your mouth.
How tall is that, do you think?
No, you just got to pick that apart.
Yeah, I mean, basically, it's like going to Cats or what's the deli where you basically get four sandwiches? You have to get extra bread. When you go to New York.
And Carnegie Deli.
Carnegie Deli.
Right.
Right?
And that's is it Carnegie or Carnegie? I always say Carnegie Deli.
Yeah, Carnegie.
And then there's
it depends on where you are.
Right.
If
like
you're in Pittsburgh, it's Carnegie Mellon.
But see, and nothing against
people
from Pittsburgh.
But it's also Mario and not Mario.
Right. And nothing against people from Pittsburgh. I'm not sure that when you speak that you're saying it right. And I don't mean it to be mean. Like, look, if you've ever been to
Carnegie
Baltimore.
Carnegie Mellon?
If you've ever been to Baltimore.
Carnegie Mellon Bank.
However they say a word, I promise you, that's not how you say it. That's how they say it, but it's not how it's supposed to be said. So Pittsburgh, I kind of feel the same way. Like, I know you say Carnegie, but I don't know if that's the right way or if that's just mm-hmm. Because you also say Yins.
You sure
instead
it isn't,
of you guys.
You sure it isn't Duquesne?
Right. Uh-huh. Hey, Yins, you been to Carnegie? Like, there's no reason for me to trust you.
Yeah, I mean, it's Maryland. It's not Merlin.
Right. So is 16 the max at Five Guys? Do they really, is that kind of like their secret menu thing? Where,
I've never even heard. Yeah. I think if you're willing to pay for it, they'll
They'll put
sure,
it on.
Man.
I just don't get why that's so fun because it's not like you're eating a burger.
You're just eating beef patties.
Yeah, some of the burgers now, like, you see, and granted, I've never seen them in person, but you see them on the internet and it's like, well, you put this on. It's like, but you just got to pick it apart.
Right, so you can't fit your mouth around it.
Right, I can eat a beef rib and a burger.
Sure, right. And just like anything else. The double cheeseburger at McDonald's, I can stomach.
Perfect
it's not,
size.
It's not a lot of meat. But when you go out and you get an extra patty at it, it's too much meat.
That depends where you are.
Yeah.
It depends where you are, man.
It takes a
three patties.
It takes a balance away. Oh, you can do a triple at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying as far as like a bigger, thicker quarter-pound burger, no way. All right, guys, I once bowled for 18 hours in a row on the Wii.
Okay.
18 All right. hours in a row on the Wii. We
it
started with
fun.
A full keg of good old Michelob for six people. I learned two things that day. Don't commit to said rules because a strike on the Wii is not about that difficulty, and a strike is very difficult with triple vision squinting while laying down. Guys, one time I emptied my friend's mini bar in Vegas so I could put in a six-pack of beer. I don't know about the sensors. It cost me a couple of $100.
To put a six-pack in the mini bar?
Yeah, sure. Moving on to the birthdays, guys. Today is our daughter Mira's 12th birthday. Please give her a suck-it-up cupcake and a little kidfish sandwich. That from Mom, Dad, and the Bratz.
So, suck-it-up cupcake fish challenge.
Guys, it's my friend the Rat, Julian's 19th birthday. How about a big old bong rip and some turtle sex for my bro, please?
Multitasking.
Happy 23rd to my sister, Alyssa. She was a huge pain in the ass growing up, but now that we don't live in the same home, she's one of my favorite people. And a big fan of the earthy herb and a wiener dog lover as well. So how about the dirty Germans talking about her wiener dogs? Thanks, guys, and rock on.
Yeah, many times people have called my wiener a dog, so it certainly is a wiener dog.
Yeah, in this case, there's nothing funny about this wiener dog. Is it Dasham? Address him correctly.
Yeah, he's only a dog when he's between buns. Yeah, otherwise it's just a sausage.
Okay. Guys, today I'll start my 34th trip around the sun, and since my hubby planned an awesome day trip to the beach, I don't expect him to remember this. So I would love to hear an uh-oh lookout, an owl hitting the window, followed by the dirty Germans just being dirty. You guys are awesome. Thanks so much. That from Allie.
Uh-oh, look up.
Yeah, it will not be as dirty as normal because tonight we will have sex in the shower.
Yeah, so I'm going to put my sausage in a mold so you can slice it.
Yeah.
Fellas, can I get some thrill gets and the dirty Germans talking about diesel engines for my good friend Patrick's birthday? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Get! Get! Get!
Yeah, if you like diesel engines, you will like diesel everything on me.
Yeah, I feel like when you say diesel engines, you're talking about the private parts on Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, and much like diesel engine, smells different.
Guys, today is a good friend of mine's birthday. Can you give a shout out to Chad, who is in the process of buying his first home and won't have time today to have a cold beer. So how about the Dirty Germans talking about taking a break for his birthday and having a cold one?
Yeah, certainly take a break for your birthday and have a cold one, although I would recommend a warm one, as I'm not that kind of guy.
Yeah, you know, the best part about Germany is the gardens, the beer gardens. You always take a break and enjoy a few. Yeah, I mean, just have a beer, mate.
Yeah, I will show you my hanging gardens.
I gotta go to those German beer gardens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Patello is wondering if I could get a birthday greeting from Mickey and Goofy, since no one else will write in for me on the show, as it is the start of my 42nd trip around the sun. Happy birthday, that from John in the Upper Peninsula.
Well, gosh, 42 years old doesn't make you too old to enjoy the happiest place on earth. Come on down and join a Goofster. I'll teach you how to do it doggy style.
You know, I'm sorry to hear you're sad and alone on your birthday.
I wasn't going to bring it up, Mick. Gonna sound so pathetic.
Come on down to the world. We'll take care of you. Sure, it'll cost a little money, but you can have ice cream and friends.
You're promising them friends?
Yeah.
All you gotta do is pay for it. Okay. I'm your friend.
Remember, I don't have employees. I only have cast members. It's all part of the show.
We don't feel like cast members, Mick.
Guys, I want to wish my friend Kim, pronounced Seeley, a happy birthday in Pearl, Mississippi. How about a suck it up cupcake and some Dirty Germans talking about redheads, please?
So suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, the Mississippi redhead. That actually, alone, that sounds dirtier than everything I've done before. Yeah, have you done the Mississippi redhead?
Yeah, I have once. It's a lot like Mississippi at low tide.
Yeah, like bad day for the river.
All of it, jealous.
Let's see here.
Send him to what she calls a sheen.
It is my 43rd trip around the sun, and I'm going to have to do this on my own. May I have a drop the beat? Your penis is too small. And then Coach Ted telling me my oldest son, Aiden, what he needs to do to make the elite soccer team this year. That from the Russian-speaking Ukrainian Misha.
Drop the beat.
Pretty obvious. You're trying to step up to the next level. So you're going to have to do what the coach wants you to do. Midfield, defense, you're not playing keeper. You're not cut for that. Maybe you're up front scoring goals. But at the end of the day, man, you got to put in max effort and make this team the Strobia.
All I got to say is my dad David's 43rd trip around the sun. He works for AAA as a light service driver. Can you give Leroy Jenkins and the Dirty Germans explaining how to change tire? Thanks, guys. You are awesome.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, the first thing you have to do is pull out the jack and then start messing with the nuts on the side. Yeah. Although you would like me, I too have nuts and I'm black like tire.
Yeah, so was the Pierce, where my nickname was Lugnut. But in all honesty, the only way to change a tire that I have found is to call AAA.
Guys, I am 62 years old today. I think my age lets you know that I've been a long-time listener. Ted, by the way, you look like my son. How about your penis is too small for Jeanette?
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Well, we did a little math there on our birthdays. So Mira was 12 years old. And then we have Jeanette, who is 62 years old.
Mm-hmm. So that's a 50-year
age span there.
You going to keep track of it?
Yeah, just in case. I'm just curious. You know what I mean?
There were no newborns.
50 years is a long time. So, you know.
You mean between ages?
Yeah, you're 50 years old. So, you know, that's a long, long, long time, man, in between birthdays.
I didn't feel like it was that long.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's see. Still to come, we're going to drink and toast with a shout of the day. The word goes to a little positive slang, but first...
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Ah, look who it is. Burger Charge, Ryan Castle's in the house.
Are you guys named after anything from, like, TV or music? Like, for example, I don't tell a lot of people this, but the fact is, I am named after the television show, soap opera, Ryan's Hope.
Yes. Are you really?
I am.
Was that a favorite of your mom's back in
the
day?
Yes, I think that's definitely where she got the name. I don't know if she was like, you know what, I really want to name him after the soap opera because I really like it, or if she just liked the name Ryan.
But my name was, where it came from. My mother, she did not name me after this actor, but she was pregnant with me. She says she was at the theater with my dad, whatever the movie was. But anyway, the credits rolled. There's an actor named Stephen Hill, who I never saw until he was on Law and Order, and just like me, he's an old white man. But she said, because I'm like, that's the dude. She said, I didn't name you after him. She liked the spelling, because otherwise she was a PH. He did it with a V, so she spelled my name correctly, and that's what inspired
me. I think Ted and you and me write our dad names, right?
I'm a junior, but I go by Ted like the Kennedys.
Yeah, okay. I knew the Kennedys played it.
You know what's coming up.
I know.
And it's a bison.
Miles is named after all of the miles he had to walk to get to school in West Virginia.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Both ways. Well, you know what? There's a lot of songs with people's names in them.
Yeah, so there are a lot of people, they have songs named after them, but there are a lot of people who name their kids after songs, and I don't think that they take the time to really understand what some of these songs are about. Miles, you like to tell the story, I think, about being at a Pearl Jam show and seeing women hugging and singing Better Man to their date while
every
they're there.
Every single one I've ever been
you
to.
You obviously have not wrapped your head around what the song is actually about.
Or maybe she has, and she's sending a message to her husband or boyfriend. I settled with you.
Well, she's just accepted it, right.
She's crying. So,
yeah, and not only that, but, you know, like, she's with you, but if something better comes along, she's been looking for it her entire life.
So I guarantee
you. You're the Pepsi when you ordered a Coke and you said, all right.
Yeah, that is the case. Can I get a Coke? We have Pepsi, sir.
That's who you are if your girlfriend's dancing the Better Man.
Just give me a Diet Dr. Pepper, then I'm not drinking that crap.
I'm sure that there is going to be someone listening that is named after all of these songs, and that person probably hates their parents for it and hates the song.
Okay, well, let's judge it here. These are 10 songs you would not name your daughter after. You would not name your daughter these
names. Yes, you shouldn't.
Number 10.
Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue. Oh, my heart yearns for you, oh, Peggy.
Peggy.
Peggy Sue.
I think if you name your kid Peggy Sue, she's destined to be a waitress at a Golden Corral.
I think if you name your kid Peggy Sue in 2019, she was born 65 years old.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
Or you want her to be pregnant by age 12.
Right. So Jerry,
that is what I picture.
Jerry Allison was one of the writers on this. He was the drummer for the Crickets. He actually wrote it about Buddy Holly's niece at the time, whose name was Cindy Lou. So this is Buddy Holly singing a song written about his niece.
That's not creepy at all. Oh, get out of my band.
Gosh. Oh, 10 songs you wouldn't name your daughter after.
Number nine.
Different time.
Roxanne.
We know Roxanne is here.
Roxanne's a hooker. And this is a song about a guy who falls in love with a hooker named Roxanne. So,
that's what it's really about.
Oh, yeah. Put on the red light. Turn on the red light. Because when it's on, she's available.
There's nothing wrong with the name.
You don't have to put on that red dress tonight.
Yeah.
I'm usually blacked out halfway through the song playing the game.
I didn't know your name was Roxanne.
10 songs you wouldn't name your daughter after on Sin's Fit.
Number 8.
Really, there's nothing wrong with this song or the name Rosanna. I just like Toto.
This song
was joked to be about Rosanna Arquette, who was dating the keyboard player at the time, but it said actually to be about, quote, a lot of girls.
Oh,
Rosanna is the
Rosanna is the amalgamation of everyone the singer from Toto has slept with over the years.
10 songs.
Are you proud?
10 songs you wouldn't name your daughter after on Sin's Fit.
Number 7.
Good song.
So, this goes kind of deep. This song was inspired originally by 7th century Arabian. Song was inspired by a love story that originated in 7th century Arabia and later formed the basis for the story of Layla and Majnun?
Okay. Come on, man. We all know that.
But Eric Clapton took that story and wrote a love song for his then very good friend's wife.
George Harrison.
George Harrison's wife, Patti Boyd.
All right, what's creepier? The drummer in your band wrote a song about your about your niece or your buddy wrote a song about your wife.
Right.
Oh, God.
It depends on how old my niece is.
The question is, is Eric Clapton a garbage human, or was Patty Boyd a freak? Or...
I think both.
10 songs you wouldn't name your daughter after on 6 Spin.
Six, number 6.
Ba, 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 Baran. Ba, 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 Baran.
Oh, actually, there's a misnomer about the song. They're giving you an option. Bob or Ann.
Or, I thought it was about a sheep named Bob.
Do you want Bob
or Ann?
Or are you sleeping with Ann?
This is a song done originally by the Regents. This is the Beach Boys version. It's about teenage desire.
10 songs you wouldn't name your daughter after on 6 Spin.
Number 5.
Touching me. Touching me.
Great place to start.
So. This song, Neil Diamond has said this song was inspired by Caroline Kennedy, who was 11 years old.
Oh, God. And you're saying touching me, touching you?
I don't know what he meant.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Not Neil Diamond.
I'm going to tell you something after the segment about that.
All right.
These are 10 songs you wouldn't name your daughter after on Sit and Spin.
Four, number 4.
Oh, Maggie,
Maggie May, what a sweet name. It's an older woman having sex with a younger
Maggie
man.
Maggie May sounds like a nice girl.
Yeah.
No,
Maggie May,
you're crazy.
Exactly. Maggie May in this version is a sexual predator.
Okay.
Oh, geez.
All right.
Name your kid Maggie May.
10 songs you wouldn't name your daughter after on 6th grade.
Three, number 3.
So, Saint Cecilia is the patron saint of music. There's a Foo Fighters song.
Yeah.
Right? This Cecilia is a song about an untrustworthy lover.
Oh. Okay. And who would cheat on Art Garfunkel?
These are 10
songs you wouldn't name your daughter after.
You'd have to have sex with Art Garfunkel first.
Yes.
And then cheat.
Number 2.
I never realized how happy you made me, oh man.
I don't know if I heard that, Amanda.
You know an Amanda, that would be Mandy, right?
Mandy Moore, I've heard of.
Barry Manilow, of course, loves the Mandy.
Rumored to be about
a dog, but it's in reference to the
Mandy,
which is in reference to the drink brandy, which quote goes down nicely after dinner, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think we know what you're saying.
Mandy.
Yeah, Mandy. It's two separate.
These are 10 songs you would name your daughter after.
Number 1.
Now I'm singing Elvira.
No woman named their kid Elvira.
Would you date
Elvira if she was hot?
I would have sex with Elvira, for sure.
Yes.
I still think of Elvira as the
mistress of the night.
Yeah,
right. So you would sleep with her, but you don't want to date
her. Fun fact, Elvira is not a person. It's a street in Nashville.
Really?
There you go.
Okay.
So there goes all
Thank
the fun.
Thank you, Ryan Castle. We appreciate it. Since been with 10 songs that you would not name your daughter after. Still to come, we're going to drink a toast to the show of the day. And the word goes positive slang. That is on the way next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Come on, we'll drink your toast with a shout of the day. Another round of profile this, but first...
The word!
Time for the word. It's very rare, as you know, to see something translated across all the generations.
Sure.
You know, certain things do. But a new survey asked people to name the top slang terms that they use to describe something that's positive or favorable.
All right.
Okay. So two words dominated the list for baby boomers, Gen Xers, millennials. Any idea what the words are as far as being positive, cool, that you use all the time?
Awesome.
Awesome. Awesome is it.
All right.
And cool, believe it or not. So those are the top ones. Why isn't this?
There you go.
Okay. So no matter how old you are, you probably use the words cool and awesome. Those two words tied overall. 56% of people ranked them as one of the top three terms they use the most. 62% of boomers, 62% of Generation Xers, 47% of millennials, and a third on all three lists had the word nice.
Okay, yeah, So that's more reactionary.
Nice. Yeah, exactly. Oh, nice. So yeah. The top 10 positive or favorable words for boomers: awesome, cool, nice, neat, and superb.
If you say neat, I'm going to laugh at it. Superb, okay. I go, all right.
There's a couple of individual ones that we all know in here, but they're specific to the generation. So for Gen Xers, it's awesome,
all right,
cool, nice, neat, and wicked.
Okay.
Wicked is the one for Gen X. For millennials, it's cool, awesome, nice, dope, and neat.
All right.
Older Americans are more likely to say superb and far out.
Wow.
And young people are much more likely to use these five terms: dope, lit, fire, sick, and Gucci.
Gucci. So
quite the difference between the young people of America. There you go on the word Wobbin, and we made it to drink it time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast the Georgia Department of Natural Resources, specifically the Georgia Coastal Resources Division, this of Tybee Island, Georgia. A vehicle became stuck when a police officer drove an all-terrain vehicle into a marsh, this on the north end of the island. So it's not clear why he drove the vehicle there, which was a Beach Patrol ATV, was driven into the marsh. Now, the officer then got a pickup truck that's owned by the city so he could remove the vehicle. But then the pickup truck also got stuck in the marsh. So Tybee city workers then tried to use two backhoes to remove the vehicles, and both backhoes became stuck in the marsh. So it started with his all-terrain vehicle, followed by a pickup truck, now two backhoes, meaning there are now four different vehicles stuck in the same marsh. They get an excavator from the next county over. That was brought in the next morning. It did manage to get one of the backhoes out. So now there's three of these still stuck in there, but the agency says a barge and a crane will likely be needed to remove the remaining three vehicles, and the city's working on a removal plan with the maritime contractor.
Wow.
Four freaking vehicles stuck in the marsh.
They never should have gone there.
Well, no, they're investigating now. You think the officer just did it to have fun. And he's costing them a lot of money. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's
all right.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Let's get a contestant on the line for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-HOLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.